With a spot in the Ontario Hockey League playoffs clinched, Sioux Greyhounds coach John Deem called the last 8 weeks for his team a grind. It wasn't easy, but the Greyhounds clinched a playoff spot on Friday night with a win on home ice against a division rival. A quick start helped the team to a 7-4 victory over the Saginaw Spirit at the GFL Memorial Gardens. It was a game that continued a taxing stretch for the team in the late stages of the old regular season. "We're asking so much of this young group," Dean said. "Emotionally, physically, for them to answer the bell like they did tonight, it's super impressive." Dean said the first period was the best period the Greyhounds have played this season, considering the magnitude of the game. "The start was definitive," Dean said, adding that the forecheck and power play were incredible early in the game. "We played a very fast brand of hockey, very predictable and quick," Dean added. "We looked like a very hungry team trying to fight for seventh." After facing the Greyhounds 8 times in the regular season, Spirit coach Chris Lazary called the Greyhounds a different team. With their full lineup after many of the previous meetings between the two clubs had the Greyhounds short key veterans. The Spirit coach called the start a difference in the game after the Greyhounds jumped out to a 3-0 lead and outshot the visitors by a 15-7 margin in the frame. "We didn't like our start," Lazary said. "We played a good final 40. We just couldn't stay disciplined. We couldn't get ourselves out of the hole that we started with. We had nothing to play for," Lazary added when asked further about the start. "It's hard to get intensity. It's human nature." Lazary added that he felt the Spirit did a good job resetting after the opening period, but our discipline issues buried us. After opening up a 3-0 lead through one period, Dean said the final 2 periods weren't easy at times for his club. "I'm happy we found a way to get it done," Dean said when asked about the 3rd period. "You go up by 2 there, you don't want to supply that 4th goal. That one bothers me, but the will in this group, it's tough for me to critique a period." Asked if the Spirit considered resting players for the game with the team in 4th in the Western Conference and their playoff position already solidified, Lazary called dressing a full lineup a coaching decision and said the team would reevaluate the decision heading into their final 2 regular season games. The Greyhounds opened the scoring 96 seconds into the contest as Noel Nord found some open ice in the slot and took a pass from Brady R. Smith before beating Saginaw goaltender Caleb Papineau. The locals then made it a 2-0 game 3:24 later as Nord took a pass in the right faceoff circle from Marco Mignosa and beat Papineau with a one-timer on the power play. Brady Martin made it a 3-0 game at 11:07 when he converted a chance in close to the left of the net, beating Papineau. Saginaw got on the board thanks to a power play goal early in the 2nd period. Caleb Mongoni found himself in the right faceoff circle on the power play and beat Greyhounds goaltender Nolan Lalonde after taking a pass from Michael Misa 6:25 into the period. Mongoni then picked up his 2nd of the night at 10:42 when he beat Lalonde, again on the power play. This time, the Spirit forward beat Lalonde from the left faceoff circle after taking a pass from Igor Chernyshov. The Greyhounds made it a 4-2 game with 4:21 to go in the 2nd period. With the Sioux on the power play, Chase Reed took a shot from the high slot that was partially blocked by Saginaw forward Sebastian Gervais but deflected past Papineau. Saginaw again made it a 1-goal game in the opening minute of the 3rd period. After Zane Parekh narrowly kept the puck in at the blue line, he hit Misa with a pass and the latter beat Lalonde to make it a 4-3 game 3:34 into the period. The Greyhounds took a 5-3 lead at 5:36 when Meriton skated into the Saginaw zone and scored on a loose puck after his initial shot from the slot was blocked by a Spirit defender. Saginaw got the game back to within 1:54 seconds later when Demian Jilkin skated into the Sioux zone and beat Lalonde to make it a 5-4 game. Brady R. Smith capped off the scoring for the Greyhounds with a pair of late goals, both into an empty net. "He's grown so much since the start of the year," Dean said of Smith, who finished the night with 2 goals and an assist. "I trust him in all situations. I can't wait for his offensive touch to come out because he's generating so many opportunities for himself. Nord paced the Greyhounds with 2 goals and 3 assists in the victory. Dean called Nord the story of the game. In addition to a 2-goal night from Martin, Reed added a goal and an assist for the Greyhounds while Magnosa assisted on a pair of goals. Lalonde stopped 24 shots in the win. Mongoni had 2 goals and an assist for the Spirit while Misa had 1 of each. Parekh and Christian Epperson assisted on 2 goals each for Saginaw. Papineau made 31 saves for Saginaw. Christopher Brown remained out of the lineup for the Greyhounds due to injury. Charlie Hilton also missed the game while serving the second game of a 2-game suspension and will be eligible to return to the lineup on Sunday afternoon. The Greyhounds will take a 2-8-3-5-2-2 record into Sunday's regular season finale against the Sarnia Sting and clinched 7th in the conference thanks in part to a loss by the Owen Sound Attack in Kitchener against the Rangers on Friday night. Depending on the results of the final 2 games of the regular season for the Flint Firebirds, 6th in the conference remains a possibility. The Firebirds, who lost to Sarnia on Friday, are scheduled to face Saginaw in a home-and-home set to finish off the regular season this weekend. Flint sits 1 point ahead of the Greyhounds in the standings going into their final 2 games. The Firebirds need either a Greyhounds loss on Sunday against Sarnia or 2 points out of their final 2 games of the season to finish in 6th. The Greyhounds confirmed following Friday's game that their first 2 home games in the opening round of the playoffs are scheduled for March 31 and April 2. Saginaw comes out of Friday's contest with a 3-7-2-6-2-1 record. Saginaw has won 4 of the 6 meetings between the Spirit and Firebirds this season.